First down and 10 for Fordham from their own 24-yard line. Ball near hash mark. Fordham moving from left to right. Edmonds to the left of Kevin Anderson. Two split out far side left. Four down lineman for Lafayette. The snap to give is to Edmonds. He's running left. Tries to turn the corner left far sideline. Tries to get to the 25-yard line. Gets a stiff arm and gets out of bounds at the 26 for a gain of 2. Second down.
And Fordham really has to just, you know, put a body on offense, as in block someone. A lot of players just standing around right now watching as Chase Edmonds sprints from side to side.
Eric Mitchell ran him out of bounds. 10 minutes to go in the regulation time. Second and 8 for Fordham from their own 26. Three split out all the near side right. Edmonds to the left of Anderson. Snap, blitz coming. He's got to step up the pocket. Fires over the middle. Caught on the near side at the numbers at the 45-yard line by Austin Longy. He is brought down there, and that's a nice gain and a good first down by Austin Longy, a gain of 19.
Great play by Anderson in the face of pressure right there to step up and find his receiver.
First and 10 for Fordham from their own 45. The snap to Anderson. He fires far side, caught at the 50 on the numbers by Andrew Prince. He slips a tackle. He falls forward to what looks like the 46-yard line. That will be a gain of 9.
I'd love to find all the routes that Prince has ran so far in this game. I swear most of them have been on that comeback route, and seemingly every time he catches it, he's sort of just waiting for the ball there.
9:09 remaining in the fourth quarter. Second and 1 for Fordham from the Lafayette 46, moving from left to right. Two split out to the near side, right. Longy in the slot, Prince out wide. Jonathan Lumley to the far side, left split out wide. Chase Edmonds, the stalwart stallion, is to the right of Kevin Anderson, the all-time school leader in passing touchdowns. Four down linemen in play here for the Lafayette Leopards. The shotgun snap. The give is to Edmonds, running up the middle. Now cuts right across the 40-yard line. Gets upended at the near hash mark and down at the 35-yard line. But that is good for a first down. Tymier Jones, the safety for the Leopards, makes the stop. First and 10 for Fordham from the Lafayette 35-yard line. Rams on the move. Two split out to each side. Edmonds to Anderson's left. Four down linemen for the Leopards. See right in the near slot. Lumley split out wide. See right in motion. Man moving at the offensive line for Fordham. The left guard will be called for a false
start. Snap infraction. Offense, number 79. 5-yard penalty remains. First down.
Called for a snap infraction.
Dominic Lombard with the false start. The referee referring it to as a snap infraction, as if we don't know what it is already. So first and 15 for Fordham from the Lafayette 40-yard line. But the clock continues to run, by the way. So that might advantage Fordham somewhat. They get to kill another 40 seconds off the clock. 5 seconds, 4, 3 on the play clock. Anderson needs to get this play off. He's going to call timeout. Lots of coaches are saying.
Offense, number 14.
Lafayette coaches are saying he didn't get the timeout off in time, but he did. Kevin Anderson once again struggling with the play clock.
Yeah, you really hope that was a well-used timeout, because you're going to want to have those later on in the game, especially in a tight one like this. But, you know, if no one had any idea what was going on, then it was probably a good call.
Now, Fordham in this game has committed 10 penalties for a total of 79 yards. That's not very good, even though one of them was the ridiculous offensive pass interference call we just saw on Jonathan Lumley, where he was somehow interfered with at the exact same time. But that's for a different day. But 10 penalties for Fordham, not really the best stat for the Rams.
No, but unfortunately for them, nothing out of the ordinary, I don't believe. I'd love to see the other statistics from the other games, but quite a few penalties coming from this team. Most of the time, they just got to work through it.
First and 15 for Fordham from the Leopard 40-yard line. Anderson in the gun, Evans to his left, two split out to the far side left. Snap, fires, far side, caught by Prince at the numbers, at the 34-yard line, gets to the 33, and brought down there. Eric Mitchell has made a lot of stops in this game. He makes another.
I don't know if you saw the hitch route there by Prince, but it was yet again another hitch, which is basically 5 yards, then come back.
Gain of 7 for Prince, second and 8 for Fordham from the Lafayette 33 on the far hash mark. Anderson in the gun. Edmonds to his right. Two split out near side right. Shotgun snap, takes the handoff. Three-step drop, fires over the middle, and it is intercepted. A dive interception made at the 12-yard line on the far hash mark. An interception is made. It looks like it's Philip Barham, and it is. Philip Barham with a diving interception at the Lafayette 12-yard line. Anderson threw it to nobody over the middle. His receiver had broken out left, and that's a key turnover.
Yep, and you can see it in the body language of Kevin Anderson and his receivers right now, or you could have just watched the play unfold, but a clear miscommunication that time. Grade A, no one in the area. Receivers looking the other way. Nothing you can do about it, I guess, except for practice this week. But Fordham's now on defense. They really got to make a stop.
Philip Barham had an interception against the Rams last season. He picked off Kevin Anderson. He does so again today. O'Malley in the gun. Amil to his right. Shotgun snap. Three-step drop. Fires over the middle. Caught by Amil at the 19. And he gets up to the 20 for a gain of 8. And it looks like Nico Thorpe made that stop.
And if you're a Fordham fan, all of a sudden you're on the edge of your seat as the clock starts ticking down. And all of a sudden things are working for Lafayette at the least ideal time. Fordham have not been in control of this game. Certainly were in control in the first quarter. And it's sort of been waning ever since.
6:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. 8-yard gain. Second down and 2 for Lafayette from their own 20. Under center is O'Malley. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to his left. Now cuts back to his right. Fires far sideline. Wide open is the receiver at the 20. Running at the far sideline to the 30. The 35. He's run out of bounds. That was Rocco Palumbo. And he run out of bounds at the 35. A Lafayette first down on the game of 15.
And how about Sean O'Malley right there? On the move, scrambling all different directions, white jerseys all around him. Makes a dangerous throw across the field, but good job to a wide-open Palumbo who came some solid yards.
Three-man punch formation to the near side for Lafayette. One split out to the far side right. Amil is to the right of O'Malley, four-down lineman for the Fordham Rams. Shotgun snap, three-step drop. He's under pressure from Adieye. He fires to the far sideline intended for Palumbo, and it lands at his feet. Manny Adieye with the pressure, second down and 10.
And I can't blame O'Malley at all for throwing that one away. I think I might do the same thing if I saw number 55 from Fordham running right at me. It's like being chased by a grizzly bear.
Oh, goodness. Second down and 10 for Fordham for Lafayette from their own 35-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Amil to the left of O'Malley in the slot. Stack formation on the far side. One receiver on top of the other. Two split out to the near side left. Four down lineman for the Rams. Takes the shotgun snap. Three-step drop. Moving to his left. Fires to his left. Caught at the 38-yard line. Driven backwards at the 37. Nick Franzese made the grab for a gain of 2. And it's going to be third down for the Leopards.
And a lot of substitutions for Fordham right now.
A lot of players coming off.
Four or five men coming off the field. This is a big third down.
This might be a pass rushing package that they have in here. Max Roberts back into the game at left defensive end. So big third down here, 38 for Lafayette from their own 37. Ball on the near hash. Amil to the left of Sean O'Malley. Two splats to the far side right. Fordham rushes three. He drops back. He's under pressure. He steps up to the pocket. Fires near sideline. And it's caught on the 30. He's wide open. He's going to roll into the end zone on the near sideline for a touchdown. Rocco Palumbo, two defensive backs for the Rams, missed the ball completely. Right up in the hands of Palumbo at the 30-yard line down the near sideline. And he just walks into the end zone, a 63-yard touchdown for Rocco Palumbo. Lafayette takes a 13-10 lead.
Antonio Jackson that time was just inches away from getting his hand on that ball. I mean, he did take a bit of a gamble, and when you're a defensive back and you go for the interception,
the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good.
It's usually all or nothing when you go for a gamble like that, and it's exactly what Antonio Jackson did. Unfortunately, he missed it, and the rest is history.
Jeffrey Kortenbrock on the extra point. So the backs of the Fordham Rams are now officially against the wall. With 5:06 remaining in the fourth quarter, Lafayette shockingly takes a 14-10 lead on the Rams. This is Fordham football on WFUV.
Well, this certainly is Fordham football.
This season it is.
Yeah, and a lot to say right now, but, you know, among them, you got to execute when you're in good position to do so. And think back all the way to the first possession of this game when Fordham had driven all the way down to the field and were on the goal line only to come away with 0 points. It's moments like that where you say, well, if we scored a touchdown, we'd be winning this game.
Fordham beat Lafayette last season 58-34 at Jack Coffey Field. A 24-point blowout, and now Lafayette leads the Rams with 5:06 remaining in the game, potentially. Corden Brock lays into it. It's a high, short kick on purpose, fielded by Maven at the 17-yard line, running up the far side, getting out of bounds near the 30-yard line. Probably not risking a return there. With the kicker, Kornbrock, he probably knows that Dylan Maben has some speed returning kicks, who returned a kickoff for a touchdown earlier this year. So Fordham will take over the ball from their own 31-yard line on the far hash, first down and 10, 5:02 remaining in the fourth quarter.
And right now it just rests on the offense of Fordham, and I guess if you're a player, you might like that.
Anderson in the gun, Edmonds to his left, two split out to each side, four-man front, showing for Lafayette. Shotgun snap, three-step drop. Anderson steps up, fires over the middle of the pocket, and it's almost interception. A leaping interception was almost made by Philip Parham, almost his second of the game at the Lafayette 45-yard line. Seawright running it over the middle. Parham almost picked it off. He probably should have picked it off.
Oh, the Rams are totally lucky that that one was an interception. In and out of the hands of the defender. This is crunch time right now.
Double covered was Seawright. I'm not sure what Anderson was thinking there. Second and 10 for Fordham. Shotgun snap. Anderson rolls right. He's looking. He fires near sideline. An amazing diving catch made by Austin Longy at the 43-yard line at the numbers. He had a full extension diving catch with 4:49 remaining in the fourth quarter. Incredible grab by Longy. Fordham first down at their own 43. First and 10, Fordham from their own 43. Shotgun is Anderson. Edmonds to his left, two split out to each side. Five-man front. They rush five. Over the middle toward Lumley, and it is caught by Lumley at his knees. Defender draped all over him at the 42-yard line of Lafayette on the near hash mark. Another first down. Fordham on the move. Not sure how John Lumley grabbed that ball and held onto it with the defender draped all over him. 4:13 remaining in the fourth quarter. First and 10 for Fordham from the Lafayette 42, moving left to right. The snap fires. Far side. Dropped by Andrew Prince. Goes over his right shoulder. And incomplete. Second and 10 for Fordham. 4:06 remaining in the fourth quarter.
You got to wonder how big that catch by Austin Longy was earlier in the drive. It was second and 10 when he made that first down grab. And if he didn't, it would have been third and 10. And all of a sudden, this drive, which is looking good, may not have happened.
4:06 remaining in the fourth quarter. Second and 10 for Fordham from the Leopards, the 42-yard line. Edmonds to the right of Anderson. Two split out each side, shotgun snap, three-step drop, stepping in the pocket. Nowhere to go. He's under pressure. Anderson rolling right, and he's going to get sacked at the 48-yard line. Brandon Bryant with the sack. He's had a big game today for the Leopards. Loss of 5 yards on the play. Third down and 15 for Fordham. A player is down for Fordham, and it's Anderson. Oh, doctor. Anderson is down flat on his back on the turf at the Lafayette 48-yard line between the hash marks and the numbers. And this could be absolutely brutal. They're looking at Kevin's left leg, looking at the replay here. And the sack by Brandon Bryant, he grabbed Anderson from his left leg and brought him down by the left leg. And right now they're looking at the left leg. More specifically, looks like the left ankle or the shin of Kevin Anderson on my monitor. And he's going to get helped up. And he's going to have to go off the field for at least a play. This is not the play that he would want to be off the field for. It's about to be third down and 15 for Fordham from the Lafayette 47-yard line. Luke Medlock is going to have to come into this game on third down and 15. 14-10 Lafayette, 3:50 remaining in the fourth quarter. The senior Luke Medlock completed 2 of 3 passes for 7 yards against Army, made one start last season, beat Georgetown, only threw for 95 yards on that game. Third and 15 for Fordham from the Lafayette 47-yard line. Clock running. 3 split out to the far side left. 1 to the near side right. Lafayette fans making noise. Chase Edmonds to the left of Medlock. 4-man front for Lafayette. Takes a shotgun snap. 3-step drop. Fires. Far side bubble screen caught by Edmonds at the 50. Breaks the tackle of 40. Spins across the first down marker at the 30-yard line and gets to the 31. Oh, baby. Chase Edmonds makes a big play. First and 10 for Fordham from the 31-yard line of Lafayette. Medlock in the gun. Edmonds to his right. 2 split out near side right. The snap. The give is to Edmonds. He's running left. Tries to turn the corner. Far sideline. Flag is down. And he's going to be brought down at about the 35-yard line. The flag is down. We assume it'll be holding. So the referees will confer. And we assume this will be holding on the offense. That's what it usually is. Luke Medlock in the game right now. Chase Edmonds, what a run he just made. My goodness. What a play. His best play of the season, clearly. That was a 16-yard gain. Referees are still discussing this. And they're still discussing it. We have yet to hear a signal, and now the referee will come toward midfield. Kevin Hudson
first
will make the call.
Face mask on the defense.
Oh, goodness.
Number 9, that's a 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down. Number 22, helmet came off, not due to the face mask, so number 22 must sit out of play.
A face mask on Tody Guidice, transfer from Syracuse from Monroe, New Jersey. And Chase Edmonds' helmet came off. He's going to have to miss at least one snap. Kevin Anderson is back in this ball game. Zach Davis is to his left. First and 10 for Fordham from the Lafayette 16-yard line. Less than 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Clock ticking down. Anderson the gun. Davis to his left. 2 split out far side left. 1 near side right is Lumley. 4 down linemen for Lafayette who shows blitz. The snap. Fake handoff. Pump fakes. Anderson fires fade. Far corner of the end zone for Prince. And it's over his head. Incomplete. Second down and 10 upcoming from the Lafayette 16 with 2:41 remaining in the fourth quarter. My goodness, when it looked like there was going to be a hold on the offense for Fordham, it turns out to be a face mask penalty. Second and 10 for Fordham from the Lafayette 16. Edmonds back in the game to the left of Kevin Anderson. 2 split out far side left, 1 on the near side right, 4-man front. Snap, give, Edmonds, he's running left. He's trying to turn the corner, far side. Gets it past the tackler, gets the 10-yard line, brought down there on the far hash mark. Third down upcoming, Edmonds gains 6 on the play, a big gain. In these circumstances, a player's down. Another player is down for the Fordham University Rams. And it's Chase Edmonds. He is down, writhing in pain right now. Oh, my goodness. Tommy A., as we get a look at the replay, Chase Edmonds turned his left ankle on the play.
Yeah, he did. And from down here on the field, I could see his leg slip on the turf a little bit. And you always have to be worried about slips like that. It looked like sort of a non-contact injury, but, you know, there has been an ankle that has been a big deal. So, you know, hopefully it's just that.
The same left ankle that Chase Edmonds has injured. Tommy Aldrich now joins us from the sideline. He will stay there the rest of the game. Third down and 4 for Fordham from the Lafayette 10-yard line. Davis to the right of Anderson. Two split out to each side. They show blitz. They come. Anderson fires near corner end zone, and it's broken up for the last second. Intended for Longie. Incomplete. Yasir Thomas, the safety, breaks it up at the last moment.
I just want to say that play happened right in front of my face, and the DB was most certainly safeguarding Longie, which is the reason why he came up complaining for a flag. I would be as well.
I didn't think he made contact with Longie on the play, and he didn't. He timed it well on the replay. Here's the ball game here, fourth down at four for Fordham from the Lafayette 10-yard line. Edmonds is back in the game somehow. To the left is Kevin Anderson, two split out near side right. Shotgun snap. Fires the same play again. Longie is open in the near corner end zone, but it's over his head and incomplete. Longie was wide open in the near corner of the end zone, but Kevin Anderson missed him, and it's Lafayette ball.
That time they go for the same play. Longie was in the corner running the same post route that he just did, but, you know, I want to say that you're right, James. I think Anderson overthrew him a little bit. He had space.
He very clearly had space. Kevin Anderson misses Austin.